Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, January 30th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. Is PM Skerrit being investigated by the U.S. after arrest of ex-Dominican diplomat Alireza Monfared? Advancing a clean energy agenda in the Caribbean. And Trump executive order, White House stands firm over travel ban. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details of these and more coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. In news this morning, 33 Calypsonians competed during the quarterfinals at the Newtown Savannah on Saturday, 28th January 2017, to gain a place in the semifinals. 20 of those Calypsonians found favor with the judges and have advanced to the semifinals, which is scheduled to take place on Saturday, 11th February 2017. The 20 who made it through are Jeunet, Genius, Stefan, D. Healer, Benno, Jammer B, Mighty Omi, Checo, JD, Observer, Tasha P, Webb, Sai, Comforter, Caressa, Daddy Chess, Lugas, Bob, Leona, and The Wizard. The other Calypsonians who competed in the quarterfinals are Checker, Chris B, Hexy, D. Nashel, Della, Earl White Jr., Peaky, Shadow Flow, Solpus, Stingray, Third Eye, Trinity, and Tronada. These 13 Calypsonians did not find favor with the judges and will have to try again during the eliminations competition in 2018. In more news, Flow customers will experience a fresh approach to regional and international programming plus on-the-go access the next time they tune in to their local Flow TV channel, which becomes Flow One, effective January 30th, 2017. Cable and wireless communications consumer brand Flow announced that Flow One will replace the channel formerly known as Flow TV and will join Flow Sports and Flow Sports Premier as the company's Flow-branded regional channels. Flow One also has some exciting new perks for customers of all ages, including newly acquired popular international shows, as well as exclusive regional content like Caribbean's Next Top Model, the third season of which premieres at 9 p.m. on the 30th of January 2017. The channel will also feature live Caribbean events. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit denies that he is being investigated by U.S. authorities following the arrest of Iranian national Alireza Monfared after an international manhunt based on allegations that he sold a diplomatic passport to Monfared. An article to that effect recently surfaced on an internet blog site written by Kenneth Rizhok, a banking lawyer who for 10 years allegedly became a career money launderer and who eventually became a compliance officer specializing in enhanced due diligence and a financial crime consultant. In an address made from Greece on Saturday, the 28th of January 2017, The Prime Minister denounced the allegations, which claimed he was being criminally investigated by international law enforcement for his alleged relations with the arrested diplomat known as Alireza Monfared. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit went on to describe the entire affair as a treasonous campaign by members of the opposition and their allies abroad. In more news, UWP Senator Monel Williams says the DLP government has tricked Dominicans and hindered their development for over 17 years. Monel told a large gathering of UWP supporters at a recent rally in Lago Rosso, "Enough is enough, and the time has come to take Dominica from the hands of corrupt people." Williams made a call to DLP supporters to stand against the corruption of the DLP administration and to do what is right.
Tonight it's a sober night, because tonight enough is enough. I want you to say it with me. Send a clear message to Roosevelt Skerrit and the Dominica Labour Party. Tonight, enough is enough. Enough of selling our passports to crooks and criminals. Enough of using the money to buy elections. Enough of all of the corruption. Enough of everything that you have done to the Dominican people. Tonight we stand. Tonight we stand for a better Dominica. Tonight I stand with the firm belief that change is still a must. Do you believe that change is a must? And tonight, more than ever, I am convinced in my spirit that the election they stole has not, will not, and will never serve them well. We're giving them ropes so they can hang themselves, and it is happening. The will of God will never take you well. The grace of God will not protect you. And tonight, the grace of God is with the United Workers' Party and every right-thinking Dominican in this land. We're seeing what is going on. And tonight, my message is not just for those of you who are standing here in this gathering. It is for the laborites within the sound of my voice. It is for the men and women who sit in parliament, who ought to uphold the law, who ought to defend the poor and the helpless of this country, who have taken it on their backs to drive us further and further into poverty. And we think that it is okay, but it is not okay. It can never be okay.
Meantime, leader of the United Workers' Party, UWP, Lennox Linton, is not surprised at the recent developments surrounding Dominican-born Commonwealth Secretary General Baroness Patricia Scotland. Recently, Britain took over Commonwealth operations from Baroness Scotland, Sir Simon Gass, a recently retired senior official with the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, FCO, has been appointed acting chief operating officer at the Commonwealth Secretariat in an attempt by the UK government to shore up the troubled organization amid concerns over the leadership of Dominican-born Baroness Patricia Scotland.
Is moving in mysterious ways because of how this 2017 has started for us. Do you realize that this meeting was going on in Lago last night, and when people were finished with the meeting, the next thing that they were hearing was about, they were reading about this Baroness Scotland lady, that the Commonwealth, the British government is now concerned, and then through the agencies, they're sending people inside there now to effectively run the organization that Baroness Scotland was supposed to run. I'm not surprised, because I am one of those who had concerns about Baroness Scotland and whether she was a suitable person for that position. And it is something I studied for quite some time, because I was worried. Given all that I knew about the corrupt behavior of Roosevelt Skerrit, I didn't understand why somebody like Baroness Scotland, who had served in the British government, and who tells us they're interested in standards of transparency and good governance and so on, could be so intertwined with Roosevelt Skerrit to the point where she forced us to ask the question or to go back to the dictum, show me your company and I will tell you who you are. She came and she cursed us in Dominica for Roosevelt Skerrit. The people who were criticizing Roosevelt Skerrit in Dominica for the poor governance that he was responsible for, according to Baroness Scotland, should go and suck salt.
In a related story, Linton, speaking on Q95's Hot Seat show with host Matthias Pelte on Friday, said he was extremely offended by statements made by Baroness Patricia Scotland during her last visit to Dominica, and had written to her and respectfully informed her of his opinion. He also believes the Baroness should have known that telling people to suck salt would not sit well with the majority of Dominica's citizens. Linton says, even before the recent action taken by the British government against Scotland, he never had any faith in Scotland's leadership qualities because of the way she went about conducting business.
So that statement from her was so offensive to me, I took the position that I had to write to her. So I wrote to this lady and copied the Queen of England, copied the Commonwealth Heads of Government in 2015. Said to her, the Commonwealth values include the value of good governance, the commitment to promote good governance through the rule of law, to ensure transparency and accountability, and to root out at national and international levels systemic and systematic corruption. And here you are, Baroness Scotland, involved in all of these things, and at the same time, rubbing shoulders with somebody who you ought to know is not behaving in the way a prime minister is supposed to behave in Dominica. Okay, so my sense at the time was this lady was a sitting member of the British House of Lords. She was the incoming Secretary General of the Commonwealth. And she had to know that telling Dominicans to go and suck salt because they were critics of Roosevelt's carrot was totally unbecoming, especially of someone of her stand in the leadership for civility and international relationships. She had to have known that. And she would have also known that under no circumstance would she make a public statement of that nature that would have been accepted anywhere in Britain from someone at a level of public responsibility. And so I have never had confidence that Baroness Scotland would do justice to the post of Commonwealth Secretary General. Although I had my sympathies for her as somebody who was born in Dominica, we have to face the facts and we have to face the truth at all times. And we cannot bury our heads in the sand about truth and fact because it is our family member or because it is our friend. And because Baroness Scotland was born in Dominica, it did not give us the responsibility to support her just because of that in all of the nonsense that she was doing. This lady accepted money from a coup leader in the Maldives.
In more news this morning, a new component for this year's National Queen Pageant is the requirement that Queen contestants engage in activities to promote their platforms. In this respect, Miss NCCU Jade Romaine has chosen mental illness as her platform for the Queen Show to be held on the 24th of February 2017. As one of the activities to stimulate awareness and fight the stigma associated with mental illness, Miss NCCU has organized a health walk on Wednesday, the 1st of February 2017 from 5 p.m. The walk commences at the Dame Eugenia Charles Boulevard in Roseau. The route is to Lindo Park via the Goodwill Link Bridge down to the Portersville Savannah and then back to the Bayfront. Proceeds from the walk will be utilized solely in the campaign to improve public knowledge in all aspects of mental health and to reduce the stigma associated with mental illness. An invitation is therefore extended to the general public to walk for mental illness. A small registration fee of only $5 per person is solicited. For further details, everyone interested can contact Miss Romaine at RomaineJD, that's RomainJadi at gmail.com. Participants are kindly asked to wear a white t-shirt and something green, this being the universal color for mental health awareness. In the words of Miss Romaine, mental illness is real. It impacts us all. Join the walk and take a step forward to breaking the silence and breaking the stigma. In more news in the region, Caribbean countries have made notable progress in making the shift to sustainable energy, but more must be done to promote and unlock financing for a clean energy shift in the Caribbean region. Representatives from the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, made this point during the 5th Caribbean Sustainable Energy Forum in Nassau, Bahamas, which was held recently. Tessa Williams-Robertson, head of Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency at the Caribbean Development Bank, was among keynote presenters at the event. She made recommendations on how governments can bridge the financing gap which could slow the region's progress on achieving its renewable energy targets. Data shows the Caribbean needs at least US$15 billion to financing to achieve 47% renewable power capacity by 2027. And the Trump administration is standing firm over its ban on immigration from 7 countries despite court rulings and mass protests against it. In a statement, President Trump said visas would once again be issued once the most secure policies were in place and denied it was a Muslim ban. The move has been widely condemned. 16 state attorney generals have said the order is unconstitutional. Several federal judges have temporarily halted the deportation of visa holders. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Is PM Skerrit being investigated by the U.S. after arrest of ex-Dominican diplomat Alireza Monfared? Advancing a clean energy agenda in the Caribbean and Trump executive order, White House stands firm over travel ban. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.